This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. The Federal Trade Commission recently banned non-compete agreements for all workers. The one exception that overrides this ruling applies to senior executives who already have an existing non-compete. The new policy is set to take place in about 3.5 months or so. What exactly does this mean? For so many years, these agreements have been common practice in the workplace. The first record of a non-compete clause dates back to the year 1414. In this case, in England, an apprentice named John Dyer was trained to be a specialized fabric dyer. As part of the contract, he agreed for a period of 6 months that he wouldn't practice in the town he had trained in. However, records show that he broke this promise and was sued. But the court case was later dropped. In the U.S., the earliest record of a non-compete goes back to 1811. Early on, they were mainly used to prevent highly skilled trade workers from sharing knowledge or client lists with another business. Jumping forward to today, and non-compete agreements are present at every level of the workforce, from entry-level positions to C-suite executives and highly trained professionals. As part of the policy, employees are typically not allowed to jump to another firm within the same industry or start their own business for a set amount of time. This restriction can last anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. Even blue-collar workers like security guards and factory workers may have non-competes in place. This cuts off their ability to earn more by jumping to a better-paying job with a rival employer. Many businesses have long argued that this clause is needed to stay competitive and protect proprietary information and trade secrets. In the hours after the FTC ruling, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents countless American businesses, vowed to sue in order to block this ban from taking effect. Many large companies are also expected to back this effort. On the other side, proponents of the rule change argue that this ban gives power back to the workers and will boost the economy by increasing competition and opening up more opportunities for career and salary growth. This ruling signals a big shift, and only time will tell how it'll all shake out. That's Viewpoints Explained this week. More in a moment.